The brouhaha began when insurance companies sent out a wave of cancellation notices to the roughly 5% of Americans with individual health insurance plans. Those policies were being discontinued because they don't offer the minimum coverage required under the new law. President Obama had famously promised that people who liked their plans could keep them under Obamacare. After getting hammered in the media, last Thursday, the president made an announcement.
Insurers can extend current plans that would otherwise be canceled into 2014, and Americans whose plans have been canceled can choose to re-enroll in the same kind of plan.
The president said the federal government would allow insurers to extend those policies one more year before having to meet the new standards. But he also noted that the final decision was up to the insurance commissioners who regulate insurance in each state, essentially tossing that hot potato into their laps. The president's announcement was meant to smooth the waters, but the reaction on the ground was anything but calm.
First reaction was that it was going to cause confusion.
John Gridley runs First Choice Health Insurance, an independent insurance agency in Roseburg. As President Obama's address ended, Gridley's email list exploded with messages from fellow agents saying they were being swamped with phone calls and emails from clients trying to figure out what it meant for them. Gridley has 8 agents in his own office.
They were getting calls too, just like elsewhere.
And he says he didn't know what to tell them to advise his clients because Laura Kelly, Oregon's insurance commissioner, hadn't yet issued rules for how this was going to work in the state. Washington's insurance commissioner, Mike Kreidler, quickly rejected the president's call to extend the old policies. He said it would complicate rather than simplify putting the new health care law in place. By Friday, Kelly had decided to allow the extensions in Oregon. In California, Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones had already made up his mind.
Once people were promised the ability to keep their health insurance, I think the decision was very clear.
Jones says he'd long disagreed with the decision to cancel the individual policies, and just the previous week he'd pressured Blue Cross and Blue Shield in California to extend them till the end of March. But Nicole Evans with the California Association of Health Plans thinks that's a mistake.
We're making great progress in implementing the Affordable Care Act here in California, and we think that reversing course at this point could actually cause significant disruption in the marketplace.
Evans says rates and benefits for 2014 have already been set, and redoing them at this point would just add more confusion. She also argues that allowing the old policies to continue will undermine a key element of Obamacare.
The idea of these state exchanges is to bring in the broad array of people. You've got the young and the healthy, the older, the sicker. Bring them all together and share the cost across all those individuals.
Evans says letting people stay in the old policies provides a disincentive to joining the state exchange, which could weaken that market. The Oregon Exchange doesn't seem too worried about that. Cover Oregon spokesman Michael Cox.
We have been and continue to be very confident in our ability to pull younger, healthier populations into the exchange.
Cox points out that the subsidies and tax credits to help pay for health insurance are available only through Cover Oregon.
Our open enrollment period goes all the way until March 31st, and we expect as that deadline nears, a lot of folks will really start paying attention, check out their options, find out the savings that they can get through Cover Oregon and take advantage of the plans that we offer.
Cover Oregon has had a very rough rollout. The website allows people to compare insurance plans and estimate subsidies, but more than a month and a half after it launched, it still can't enroll potential clients. That means they have to print out and mail a paper application. Meanwhile, Oregon Insurance Commissioner Kelly has told insurers they have just till this Friday to decide if they'll extend those canceled individual policies. Then they've got till November 29th to let their customers know that option is available. Kelly has also ruled that they must offer those policies with no rate increase. Roseburg insurance agent John Gridley thinks those conditions may make insurers reluctant to participate. So far, only Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield has committed to extend the old individual policies. So Gridley finds himself waiting to see what insurers decide to do and advising clients to hang tight.
We're telling them, well, let's wait until the dust settles. We'll know by Friday whether you'll be able to keep yours or you're going to have to buy a new one. So don't buy it yet. Wait a week.
Insurance commissioners in both Oregon and California are urging people to shop carefully before they go back to those old policies. Cheryl Martinez is a spokeswoman for Oregon Commissioner Kelly.
Check it out in the exchange because the new plans for 2014
have more benefits in many cases than the existing plans, and many, many Oregonians are going to qualify for financial help to help pay for that.
It's not clear yet whether the president's action last week will ease the concerns of those who got cancellation notices from their insurance companies, but it doesn't seem to have made a complicated health insurance landscape any simpler. I'm Liam Moriarty, reporting.